Hi everyone, and welcome back to Walk with Bex. A little update from me, currently sitting at 5.5 weeks out from my first competition. It is Wednesday, the 15th of March, and I've checked in this morning with my coach, and I'm at my lightest weight on prep again, feeling pretty tired and definitely in those prep feels. However, if you want to follow more of this bodybuilding journey, then head over to my YouTube channel or my Instagram page, as I'm documenting everything there. I'm vlogging weekly, and last week's YouTube vlog was a long one, 45 minutes long, but you guys are loving it. And I included lots of updates, check-ins, refeeds, high days, lots of eating, and so, so much more. It's funny how when I'm on prep and I'm feeling pretty fucked, for want of a better word, and not getting much sleep at all due to, you know, being lower body fat and hungry, and my central nervous system is pretty fried, I somehow muster up the energy to keep plowing on with business, podcast episodes, YouTube, vlogging, etc. And do you know what? Like, things don't suffer with business. Like, the girls on my team still get all their check-in feedback from me. Like, we're super connected to the team and nothing really suffers. It's like my work routine is so well established, I never let it slip. And to be honest, work is a great distraction from prep, to be honest, especially when I'm feeling hungry or tired between meals. You know, the hours, days, and the weeks are just flying by when I'm working on projects and progressing with new ventures, which kind of brings me on to the focus for today's podcast episode, as I'm working on a new project for business coaching and mentoring, and something which normally would have people feeling quite anxious or hesitant to launch. But it was something that both me and Darren and I discussed, and I decided would be a great tool and resource for those looking to start their online coaching business and give more people an opportunity to have access to all of my content and mentoring services. I'm actually launching a new Business with Bex Facebook group that will be totally exclusive to members on a subscription basis and give them full access to me weekly and have tasks twice a week to work on. And a whole host of resources are going to be available that they can just use straight away to get their businesses off to a flying start. And here's the thing, that's all you have to do when you have an idea. Just like me with this Facebook group, all you have to do is just try and just get the ball rolling. It was the same when I started my coaching business originally. I was on my own fitness journey, and those who were following me were inspired by what I was going after and achieving and reaching out for support initially. And I definitely had those kind of imposter syndrome thoughts where I thought, well, why would anybody want to work with me? You know, what could I offer them as a coach? And here's the thing, like, when it comes to fitness coaching or online coaching, you have to realize that you are perfectly positioned to help the person you once were. What do I mean by this? Well, I was once a girl who had a poor relationship with food. I was once a girl who hated my body, didn't know how to train, never tracked my food. I binged, ate, I followed crazy crash diets. I did all of those things. And over the years, I've learned how to overcome them and move forward in a way where I nourish my body and train in a way that supports my short-term and long-term goals with my physique. I was perfectly positioned at that time to help someone to do the same thing because I could relate to their struggles. I understood the barriers they were facing and had solutions to their problems and strategies that would help them immediately. And that's all it takes to get the ball rolling when it comes to developing or starting an online coaching business. You know, bring it back to you and what you've learned, what experience and skills you have, the knowledge you've obtained, and understand how this can be translated into your coaching services, your online presence, and how you can help others do the same as you. But so many of us don't appreciate this about ourselves or suffer from what I would say are the three fears: the fear of failure, the fear of success, or the fear of judgment. Now, if you want to understand these three fears in more detail, go back and listen to episode 76 on my podcast. It's called The Three Fears, and make a note of why those things might be affecting you at this moment in time. That episode explains them in way more detail. And what happens when you suffer from these three fears, or you allow them to control you, you simply don't try. You don't even give it a go. You know, who's to say you wouldn't make an excellent coach if you already have the skills and experience where you've been able to transform your own relationship with food or training or even develop your physique. You are in the perfect place to help someone else do the same. You know, the two key components I would say to online coaching are knowledge and experience combined with compassion and communication. You know, and if you've obtained the knowledge and experience and been compassionate towards yourself through this process of transformation, then you can 100% do the same for someone else. But if you are wondering if you'll succeed at online coaching, all you have to do is try. However, the first step will always be the hardest. It's the trying phase where you are not so sure how the outcome will turn out. You don't know what will happen or what the result will be when you start working with clients or you put yourself out there on social media. It's putting yourself in a new and very vulnerable position, granted. You know, starting something new, which can seem scary, but I think, what do you have to lose if you don't try? Like, you just have to try. You know, trust me, regretting what you could have done is far worse than the fear of not trying. Like, when you simply try, you find out what works, what doesn't work. And for me, over my 5+ years of online coaching, I've tried numerous methods, created countless systems, adapted things, improved things. And every time I try something new, I learn more and more. I've been in this game a long time now, and I'm still trying new things and improving my skill and my craft of coaching. Just take that first step, you know, have that conversation with someone who's reached out to you. You know, start creating content that's in line with your journey, your beliefs and your values, you know, what you've been through, and start sharing your experience. You won't know if it'll inspire someone to reach out if you just don't try. What if you've already tried to launch your online coaching business, but you feel like you haven't either been successful or you've exhausted all possibilities for development? Trust me, you haven't. Working towards our goals for business is bloody hard work, don't get me wrong. And there are no days off in the infancy of your business. And even with an established business like mine, work tasks are completed on the daily, but they're just managed differently. And I'm not working all hours, apart from when I'm on prep and I'm up at 2 or 3 a.m. But when you are starting something new for business or beginning for the first time, you won't always get the result you want first time. You know, so sometimes it's not even after the 5th or 6th or 20th time that you do something. But what you can keep doing is continuing to improve what you do. Let's say you've worked with a business mentor or followed other online coaches and kind of magpied some of their ideas and chosen a style for posting that really resonates with you. You can't expect to post something just once and get the result you want. You know, clients flying through the door and in your inbox straight away. We are what we consistently and repeatedly do, and excellence is a habit, not a single act. You've got to remember this. It's about not giving up, but finding better ways of doing things and continuing to master your craft. There's always a solution to the problem you're currently facing. You might just not have discovered it yet. And I'm like this with business even now. You know, social media research happens on the weekly. Understanding how Instagram works in terms of engagement, developing my coaching systems for clients and improving them week to week, month to month and year on year. Don't ever give up or think that you've exhausted all efforts, because things are moving so rapidly and evolve. There's always going to be challenging situations that pop up, but there are always ways around it and new approaches that will work for you. Are you patient enough to stick it out and keep a good attitude whilst you're waiting? This question will really make you think about how badly you want this new venture and how passionate you are about coaching and helping others. Because I've seen it time and time again, and also I've mentored business clients over the years who want their business in a position that mine is at right now, and they want it right away. And my question to them is always this: are you willing to play the long game? Because this is what online coaching is. Just look at every well-established online coach out there who has been doing this for years. Not the ones who claim to have spaces available or say that now closing their books because their spaces are full. Honestly, that's all BS. The truly successful coaches are ones who have been through it all, but are still working hard to maintain and sustain a business by developing their content, their communication, and consistent systems and routines ongoing. They are capable of putting in the work. they're capable of waiting and being patient and remaining positive and having a good attitude online whilst doing so. You know, at times it's normal to feel a little bit impatient. Of course it is. As an online coach, you have some months that are busier than others. You know, I do too. And I don't say it's all, you know, roses. There are some tough months and there's some great months, but I track this and I record this over the years and I know when those patterns are occurring. And so I plan for them. You know, I understand how to manage my engagement, you know, as and when I know I'm going to get busy signups, retainment. And I don't feel anxious then about my business. I get excited because I know if I continue to remain consistent, continue to put in the work, continue up leveling my service, my business will continue to thrive. And it always does. There will always be things you don't have control over when it comes to business and clients. But one thing you can control 100% is your mindset and your attitude and how you show up for yourself and others. When it comes to starting a new business, you need to be patient and complete the necessary steps in order to get everything set up, yes. And then sometimes you need to take a step back while the cogs are turning and watch how things fall into place and unfold. You know, I've done this with over 50 mentoring clients over the years, and it's always wonderful to see their hard work, their patience, and their trust in the process paying off. You know, success doesn't happen overnight, and I never sell my clients a pipe dream. But if you do things right, if you remain consistent and you work hard, you will make things happen for yourself. Are you waiting for the right time to start? Like, literally, why are you putting it off? I'll be ready when is like one of the most common phrases used when it comes to starting something new in anything in life. And I hear it all the time with business clients. Oh, I'll be ready to get that content for Instagram when I've got some new gym outfits, or I need to get myself a new camera. I need to build a website first, Bex, or I need to have an app, don't I? No, you don't need any of these things to become an online coach. All you need to do is take the first step and simply try. If you are always waiting for the right time to start, then more often than not, someone will beat you to the finish line and get that client before you do. Granted, content is important when it comes to online coaching, social media, Instagram, you know, being your main avenue for advertising. And yes, you need to have systems in place behind the scenes to operate a coaching business successfully. Somebody who isn't worried about having a website or an app or the best camera for Instagram shots, you know, they will be the person who succeeds over you as they're starting and they're getting themselves out there. As entrepreneurs, we don't need to always wait for the perfect timing and condition on when we'll make our move. You know, at times we just have to go ahead and do it, no matter what the condition may be. You know, we shouldn't be stopped by the circumstances around us. For example, today I've got to film a reel for Instagram, a talking prep reel. All the conditions are not perfect. No, I'm feeling pretty exhausted. Honestly, I don't even know where I'm gonna film this reel in the house. I'm trying to test out different places for sound quality. That's slightly an issue at the minute, but I'm not gonna wait. It's scheduled to go out today, and so I'm gonna get it done. I'm gonna edit it, and I'm not gonna wait. It's gonna get posted today, you know? So I think regardless of whether it's the perfect quality or, you know, it's not gonna be the best, I don't know, lighting or sounding, I know it's gonna hit home with my clients, my followers, and it's gonna get thousands of views and help bring engagement to my platform. You know, dedicated and committed individuals pursue their goals no matter what the circumstances may be. You know, we take those circumstances and we use them to leverage in a way that's gonna help us attain our goals. You know, no successful entrepreneur kept waiting for the right opportunity and condition. They do what is needed to be done, no matter what. And if we delay until we are quote unquote ready, we'll always be waiting, trust me. Think about it. What does being ready for you actually mean? Does it mean the perfect time, weather, perfect opportunity? You know, whatever you think it's gonna be, trust me, you'll never be ready to reach your goal if you don't start. So you just need to just get off your ass and just do it, basically. And that's what I'm gonna do today. Are you doing it from the heart? Because if you are not, I'm telling you, this is not for you. As I've mentioned before, you know, this profession is not one that should be embarked upon if you haven't been on a journey yourself or if you aren't truly passionate about helping others. You know, what happens when we do something out of compliance? Just think about it. often the result is not too great and only for a short term. When you do something you really want to do or something that you love, it turns out way better. But when you put your heart into every task, the results are always greater. It also makes the hard work worthwhile, trust me, particularly in a job like this. Success can be achieved by a lot of hard work, but our main drive comes from our passion always. You know, it's that indescribable feeling you get at the end of the day that would tell you all the hardships and challenges, they were all worth it. You know, and if you know it's coming from the heart, when you achieve it, you know, you don't care what the return is. You know, that's the heart of online coaching, and something that I often will question my newbies with that join my coaching team. You know, I say, what would you do if this job didn't pay you? Would you still do it? Or are you looking to develop a business that you think is going to earn you 10k salary per month? Because trust me, there are a lot of coaches out there where financial gain is their sole driving force, and ultimately this will cause them to fall flat on their face. You know, sales marketing, you know, artificial intelligence agencies, virtual assistants, all of that can help you get there. But at the heart of your coaching, long term, it won't make clients feel supported. It won't make your team stable. And, you know, you won't have long term success with it. Successful entrepreneurs put their heart into what they're doing all the time. And I've never used any of these tools for my business. And I've been successful for over 5 years. You know, for entrepreneurs, it is the only way to do things. Lead with passion, lead with heart. They believe that when they put their heart into every action and give it a little bit extra every single time, it always results in a better outcome. You become really grateful for just being able to do what you love. And that only excellent results matter and nothing else. Like, that's what it's about. You want great results. You want clients to feel great. You know, passion can sometimes lessen when you're a little bit tired and overworked for sure, but deep down, it's always that fire and desire to continue doing what you love until you grow old, which will see you through. It's what gets me out of bed in the morning, or in my current situation, very early in the morning, and like I said, at 2 or 3 a.m. But honestly, I don't mind it. And I wake up and I'm like, oh great, there we go, that's my sleep done for the day. I wake up and I just crack on with my day and I think, well, this is going to give me a solid work block in the office, and it makes me truly happy. Do you know that it's often one step forwards, two steps back, and then one giant leap ahead? This is what progress really looks like. To reach your goals with business, you don't exactly need to be fearless. You just need to understand that at some point you will leave something familiar and be ready to accept something really new, and you sometimes have no clue what this is. Okay, so we often associate this with like taking a leap. And it's amazing how some people would easily take those leaps when you think about it. Those kinds of people are definitely the successful ones. Look at them, they all exist. It's not because they are brave or fearless, it's because they're willing to move forward and go after what they want. They are even at times, you know, understanding that they don't reach their goals with a snap of a finger. They understand that they're going to get there through hard work, and they understand that they need to make sacrifices and big life changes. But these sacrifices often lead us to the next best thing. It's about surpassing a challenge in order to move forward and create a bigger opportunity, the opportunity that will take us closer to our goals. And this is what I did many years ago when I moved from part-time coaching whilst I was working full-time as a teacher. I literally quit my job midway through the year and pursued this full time. It was a massive leap and a scary one, you know, and our goals and the path to them is going to seem sometimes terrifying at times. But to truly move forward, we need to embrace the hardships and the opportunities that come to it. And even if it means we get shaken out of our comfort zones, we're not too sure what the path ahead's gonna look like, but being successful, what would that mean to you? It's worth the big leap. Then you've got to do it. Otherwise, why have a goal? You know, if your goal is to be an online coach, you don't want to do it just part-time. You want to pursue it full-time. So you want to get yourself into a position where you can take that big leap. But it takes a lot of hard work. And trust me, it gets harder before it gets easier. Moving on to my next point. We know it's not easy to reach our goals. We know it takes time And this is why so many of us are hesitant to even start or try. But nothing good comes from things that are easy. We know this. It always starts with hard work and a lot of hard work. But the good news is we can do it. We can make it happen. We are all capable. And whilst there are no guarantees in life, we do know the challenges are part of life. And in the challenges where growth is made, where we overcome difficulties, we learn and we evolve. So be in charge of that challenge in your life and say yes to it. Challenges shouldn't discourage us. Instead, we should face them head on and look for ways on how we can surpass them. It will get better. You just got to make it through the hard stuff first. Entrepreneurs are aware of this fact, but sometimes even we come across those trials that we think, oh gosh, I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. But instead of giving up, we soldier on because we know that success isn't far behind. Nothing comes easy the first time. It's hard to do things the first time, but then it does eventually become easier. So why not find ways to get the ball rolling? What is your hard and what is it you're struggling to do? When it comes to online coaching, there are a few ways that you can definitely start the journey and begin your business. There are many avenues and free resources available to you online. There's so much free information. There are accounts that you can follow and be inspired by and learn to create your own content from. There are forums, Facebook pages, subscription groups, and of course you can work with a mentor one-to-one and really tailor the experience specifically to you. I have all of these things available to those who follow me. So I've got my Business with Bex Instagram page, free content on there. I've got my online coaching course with over 20 lessons on how to get you started, which you can complete in your own time. I, of course, have one-to-one mentoring with weekly calls and 100% accountability to daily tasks and success. And trust me, I hold them accountable to every single one of them. And now what I'm launching is a new platform that will be exclusive to those who subscribe on a monthly basis. And this new group is something I'm extremely passionate about because I know it's going to help so many people and will include a monthly webinar to support all members and answer all questions about all the tasks set and all of the content in the group. It's the easiest way, I believe, to have access to my exclusive content now and the most affordable rate, and is the perfect way to get your foot in the door and just try. So many people ask me, you know, what's been the key to my success over the years when it comes to fitness coaching, business mentoring, and honestly, I would say these three words: be, do, and have. Be, I decided a long time ago who I wanted to be, and I have good intentions with all of those I work with. I want them to succeed in fitness and business, and being a successful entrepreneur already, I know I am who I want to be, and I know what I can offer. And I can also visualize my success, which has allowed me to live a life of gratitude and fulfillment today. Do, I follow through on every course of action. I didn't expect to be successful sitting around on my butt. I put in the work every hour, every day for many years to get me to where I am now, and I continue to do the work needed. I take the necessary actions that will fuel my way to success ongoing. I am productive and creative, and I create opportunities for myself and my business. And that doesn't stop even when I'm on prep. We still do the do. Have. I relish in the fruits of my labor, and I enjoy each small win along the way. You know, there's success always at every milestone, and I know that I'm doing things to the best of my ability, and I'm able to celebrate each success along the way. I think this is a vital part of it, because too often we're pushing forward, thinking about what to do next, and we don't stop and reflect and be grateful for where we've got to. So if you're listening to this right now, and wanting to start your own business, or have been thinking about it for a long time but simply haven't plucked up the courage to start, or maybe you've tried and you think that you failed, remember, you haven't exhausted all options. Lead from your heart, be passionate about what you want to achieve. Know it's going to take a lot of work and take time, but all you need to do is try. If you're interested in joining my new subscription group, it's going live on the 26th of March. And there is a discount for the first 50 members, exclusive access. Follow the link in my show notes to my business website and join my mailing list, and I'll send you all the information. If not, I hope this episode has given you some perspective and maybe given you a kick up the bum to stop waiting and simply just try. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I will catch you in the next one. Bye for now.